League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, you're listening to my favorite Elliott Smith song. In this podcast, we tried to do our best to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favorite song of his. So hi, and welcome to today's episode. Our guest for this one is the musician Mero. And if you haven't heard of Mero before, that's probably because he's only been putting out music since the start of the pandemic. So while many of us have been spending the last 18 months in our loungewear reacquainting ourselves with every episode of Friends, Mero has been very busy amassing an army of hundreds of thousands of dedicated fans, all largely from his home in Los Angeles. But despite being a relatively new act, he's already released a handful of singles and a debut album, and his first headline shows are on the way later on this year. Mero's also relatively new to Elliott Smith as well, having only been introduced to Elliott's music by an engineer friend he was working with recently. Since then, though, he says he's dived into his back catalogue and has even found time to do an Elliott tour of Los Angeles. It was really lovely talking to Mero. He had some very interesting reflections to share on his favourite song pick and how he relates to his lyrics too. So here he is, here's Mero talking to me from Los Angeles.
My name is Mero. I'm a recording artist and songwriter, and I'm lucky enough to be here. It's impossible to say one song does him justice as a creator and as a songwriter, because his world is so unique and so vast. With that being said, and wanting to pay you complete respect, I chose a song that I think checked as many boxes as you possibly could about Elliott Smith, and that song is Between the Bars from Either Or.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do.
You said that this song, it ticks some boxes for you, you know, when you're looking for an Elliott Smith song, ticks some boxes about him, I think you said. Tell us what those boxes are that you're looking for to be ticked.
I would say that he's intense. I would say that he's sweet and also visceral. I would say that he's vulnerable and raw and also soft and welcoming and also keeping you at a distance. It's a lot of duality, and it's very powerful. And he's been able to achieve that with his body of work. And I would say this song is, in my opinion, the closest thing to checking all those boxes, even though it's impossible just to say one song defines an artist of his caliber.
Drink up with me now and forget all about pressure of days. Do what I say and I'll make you okay. And drive them away, the images stuck in your head.
What is it about the song that you really like then?
Honestly, everything. Because I went through his entire catalog for this because I wanted to be thorough and I wanted to make sure I was making a choice that I was happy with. And once I got to a next round of songs that I selected, I then went through and read them each as poetry, just as each song. So once I got to the poem that is Between the Bars, it was too pure and too beautiful for me to not choose this song. The lyrics are just spectacular. And needless to say that the melody and is beautiful. And I realized for the first time last night listening to it that it was only him and a guitar. I never realized that before. with this song.
So what lyrics in particular really stand out to you?
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. It's so powerful. That's so, I can't speak for you, but I've been there. Where it almost feels like it's your dreams and your fear are colliding into one place. That you have aspirations and something else is telling you that you can't. I love that the song could mean so many things. Yes, it could be a song about dependency on a person's drug of choice, this potentially being alcohol, but it could also be a toxic relationship. It's so universal, beautiful. I love it. Thanks to my friend Ella. She even brought it up to me, what the song could potentially mean, that it's alcohol speaking to him. And that is so beautiful. But watching these interviews of him and watching how he spoke, I think, and I'm with him on this, that he wants the interpretation to be up to us. There, he doesn't want to set something in stone, because the writing allows you to interpret it in many different ways. And I think it just depends on the state of my mind and where I am when I'm listening to it. That's what allows the song to be interpreted however it's meant to be. So whether it's a person that's doing this to you, that's coaxing you into this sort of nothingness, this dependent, conditional love almost, that it makes you feel good now, but what's long term? And that's the beauty of it, that it means multiple things, and it's an incredible thing to achieve.
Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again, between the bars where I'm seeing you there, with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught.
As you said right at the beginning, this song is from the album Either Or. Is this your favorite Elliot album?
It was the first album that I was introduced to by him. Adam Comstock, who was an engineer, an amazing engineer, recommended it to me to listen to. And I didn't get it at first, actually. First listen, I actually listened to it 3 times all the way through, and I just didn't get it. And then one night I listened to it really low when I was just writing in a dream journal, I'll say. And then I drove this artist home after a session, and they were on the complete opposite, they were on the opposite side of town that I was living in. And I listened to Either Or on that drive home. And that, on the drive home back from dropping them off, and that's when I completely fell in love with Elliot and the world that he created. And it changes the way that I listen to music now, because to get my mind out of the way, I listen to music very low so that my subconscious can detangle it. And then I can listen to it consciously in the car and appreciate it for what it is, whether I like it or not. And strangely enough, where I dropped the person off was 10 minutes away from where he passed, which is strange that I would listen to this album. And I love all of his albums. I think they're amazing. This was just happened to be the first one, and they're all unique and different, and different expressions of him.
So is it quite recent then that that you got into his music?
It was pretty recent. It was because he suggested him to me after hearing the songs that I was writing, and he said that you would like this. You would like this artist. And that was a couple years ago, and a number of the songs had, especially on Sky on Fire, had been written. And it's so interesting when you can tap into an energy that you're not even familiar with. So grateful that he told me about Elliot.
thinking now a bit about your own music and your own songwriting, do you take anything from this song or from Elliot's music in general that really inspires you?
I've taken that potentially our greatest weakness is our greatest strength. How Elliot saw himself and spoke about it is an incredibly powerful inspiration for him. And however he felt about himself, I presume it was not always positive. That's what we connect with, his viewpoint of the world, the things that he potentially didn't like about himself and spoke about. And so as an artist, embracing your uniqueness, it's such a power, because no one is you. No one in the world is you. And so you have a beautiful and unique viewpoint on the world, and your observations are your observations alone. So it was inspiring for me as a creative for a myriad of reasons, that being one of them.
I read in some interviews that you've been compared to people like Elliot Smith, Jeff Buckley. And I just wondered, as a young person whose music career is kind of really just starting, does that make you feel pressure at all?
It doesn't make me feel pressure, because I know I'm not them. And whatever the listener's opinion is, whoever they believe is phenomenal, and whatever heights they believe a person can achieve, I'm not them. And so I'm not going to put myself in that box or in that lane on myself. And I think that's what both of those people would, how they would want me to see it. And if they didn't want me to see it that way, I wouldn't care, because that's how I'm going to see it. This is my own path, and that's our greatest strength, being ourselves, not trying to be anyone else, respecting those that came before us and that inspire us, of course. And with those names especially, it is such a compliment, and it means so much because of what each of those artists have achieved, and it means a lot. And at the same time, I'm also just being myself. So I know people like to compare. I know people like to put things into genres. That's not really my style. My goal is to be whatever this is.
To be you.
To be me.
You've had a relatively short career so far. I mean, it's quite amazing to see what you've achieved in quite a short space of time. And all of that has pretty much happened in the pandemic and without the possibility of live shows. And having said all that, you've managed to build this huge following. And I was just thinking about Elliot Smith and how he built his own career. And obviously that was done through live shows. Social media wasn't possible then at all. I just wondered now, to someone new starting out in the music industry, whether social media and using various platforms like YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, using them quite tactfully and quite skillfully, whether that's now more important than playing live shows.
For my career and when I started, it is more important, because live shows were not an option. They haven't been an option for the last year and a half since I started. So incredibly lucky and incredibly blessed that this pandemic happened during this time, when you could make an impact on people that are nowhere near you, that don't need to hear your music live to connect with you. At the same time, when the world gets back to normal, live is so incredibly important for those experiences of people discovering you for the first time, or people making a lifetime connection with you that they'll always remember, or meeting someone who loves your music. I'm looking forward to that experience a lot. It's hard to say that it's more important. I would say that it was the only option that I had when we first got released. February 2020 was the only option. So lucky that I had an avenue to go down and make connections with people.
And you're talking to me now from LA, and that's obviously sadly where Elliot Smith spent the last really, I guess, portion of his life. And so I just wanted to understand from you whether you kind of feel like an Elliot Smith aura when you're walking around LA.
Well, I was extremely lucky because I wanted to be prepared for this. I was extremely lucky to be taken on a tour, so to speak, by Beth Martinez. And she took me on a tour all throughout LA, all these landmark places that he spent time or whether he lived. Like, she took me to the cottages that he stayed in that supposedly inspired Snow White and the Seven Dwarves as well, separately, those same cottages. And he lived in two of those apartments in that complex. I got to see those beautiful buildings just across from Little Lithuania. I got to go to a bar that was closed down, unfortunately. It used to be called Dreams of LA, Food and Spirits. I got to see his mural. I went to the figure eight mural as well, which I'll send you pictures of. Equal Parts Bar from the Miss Misery video, and then the home that he passed away. I don't know if it's the same building necessarily, but it was so many beautiful energies in all of those different places, except for the place where he passed. That was a dark energy. And to answer your question, I felt a very deep connection when listening to his music, knowing that he spent time in Los Angeles. And that crazy idea that I dropped this person off that was on the complete opposite side of where I was going and listened to the song to either or, essentially where he passed, 5-10 minutes away from where he passed away, and driving through LA, listening to that music and falling in love with it for the first time. That's something I'll never forget. And I think he touches on an energy not only within Los Angeles, but within people. That's something that most people aren't willing to talk about. And he does it so uniquely and beautifully. There's a quote that I found him saying that I thought was really interesting. He said, "Playing things too safe is the most popular way to fail." I thought that was an awesome quote. I saw him say that in an interview. And if I was going to say anything else, people you've been before that you don't want around anymore, that push and shove and won't bend to your will, I'll keep them still. As a songwriter, you can't accomplish more than what Elliot accomplished with this song, and I'm glad that I chose it, and I'm happy to be here with you, talking to you, Rob.
So thank you then for Mero for taking part in the podcast, and I'm very sorry, I don't think tactfully is actually a word. I think I might have meant tactically at that point. So that's pretty much it then for today. I just wanted to finish off by saying we have a few more episodes left for you in this season, and joining us in 2 weeks' time is Elliot's friend and publicist, Dorian Gary. So hopefully you can join us then. In the meantime, do follow us on social media if you want to stay in touch with everything that's happening on the podcast. My thanks again to Mero for being our guest today. Thanks to Elizabeth Wood Stanley for producing the show with me. And of course, thank you for listening to it. I'll see you soon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.